Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Octavia and the Juniors Go for a Walk, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Charlie and her family, Zara and Jai Patel and their family in Greenville, South Carolina, Joe and his family in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Sebastian and his family, Nora and her family in Columbus, Ohio, and Hugo and his family in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much, Hugo, Nora, Sebastian, Joe, Jai, Zara, and Charlie. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. I think we're all looking for ways to make our lives easier, especially lately. The ability to offload even the smallest of tasks can really make a difference in my stress level. And you want to know one convenience that I can't believe I hadn't tried before? Smart bulbs connected to Alexa. And good news, right now, Amazon Alexa is offering a special smart lighting bundle for our listeners. Do you do that thing that I do where you try to bring everything in from your car in one trip? So like when you finally get to your door, you're juggling all your groceries, your backpack, a coffee, and two dogs so you don't have any hands free to flip on a light switch? With an Amazon smart lighting bundle, you can connect your new smart bulb to your Echo Dot and then control the lights in your home with the sound of your voice. So you can just say, Alexa, turn on the lights, and now you can see where you're going. You can also set lighting routines to gently wake you up in the morning or help you wind down at night, or set every possible mood with the 16 million light colors to choose from. Amazing. And right now, you can get 20% off your Amazon Smart Lighting Bundle only at amazon.com/storiespodcast. Every bundle includes an Echo Dot smart speaker and a singlet color-changing light bulb. That's amazon.com/storiespodcast to get 20% off and take advantage of this amazing smart home deal. amazon.com/storiespodcast. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Octavia and the Juniors Go for a Walk. Once upon a time, there was a man named Junior, who was the definition of a people pleaser. He'd go a mile out of his way just to make someone else happy, no matter what the cost was to himself. He had a son, who was much the same, also named Junior, which made a whole lot of confusion for their little town. Eventually, after much debate, they started going by Junior Senior and Junior Junior to make everyone happy, even though it only helped a little. Now, Junior Junior and Junior Senior had a beautiful mule named Octavia. She was tall and strong with a proud face and perky tulip-shaped ears. Her coat was dappled red and brown, with white around her feet like little socks. Her mane fell in a wave of lemonade yellow, and her eyes were a carrot orange that twinkled while she worked. And Octavia worked quite happily all the time. Junior Senior and Junior Junior used her to pull plows and wagons and even give them the occasional ride. After a few years, though, their family was moving to a new city, and they had to find new homes for all their animals, Octavia included. The beautiful mule was excited about the prospect of a new home. She loved farm life, and she was happy she wasn't expected to move into the city with its fast cars and loud noises. It was better that they sell her at the market to someone who would appreciate all that she could do. So one morning, the father and son woke up early and came out to Octavia's stall in the barn to get her ready. They brushed out her golden mane and cleaned her dappled coat. They scrubbed her white, sock-like feet until they shone bright and new. Finally, they tied some blue ribbons onto her flowing tail and put a new saddle across her back.
"She's a beautiful mule," said Junior Senior.
"And a hard worker," agreed Junior Junior. "We'll be able to find a good home for her, no problem, I bet."
"Darn tootin',"
said Junior Senior. "Roo-ha!" agreed Octavia. And they set out on the road to the market. Now, usually, one or the other would ride Octavia when they took this trip. But that day, they wanted to keep her looking pristine, so they both walked alongside her. They crossed through their fields and onto the main road, passing families and riders on horseback and the occasional pickup truck. The sun rose higher and higher, and soon the heat was bearing down on them like a weighted blanket. Sweat stained their collars and their armpits, and as they walked, a group of old ranchers on horseback laughed at them as they rode by.
"Hey, y'all," one said. "You know you can ride that thing, right? Pretty silly to just be walking when you've got a perfectly good mule."
"Aw, leave him alone," said another. "Obviously the mule's a smart one."
The ranchers all laughed and rode off on their horses. Junior Senior and Junior Junior looked at each other, embarrassed.
"Maybe they're right,"
said the father, always wanting to make everyone around him happy.
"Go ahead and hop on up and take a ride, son. No sense of us both walking in this heat."
"All right, Pop," said Junior Junior. "Roo-ha!"
agreed Octavia. They traveled a few more miles down the road, Junior Senior walking and Junior Junior up on Octavia's back. The sun kept beating down, but the mule didn't mind. She was happy to have a job to do. All was well and good until they passed a group of old men playing dominoes on their porch.
"Well, that's just disgraceful," one of them said.
"How you gonna make your old man walk, boy?" said another. "Have some respect for your elders."
"Yeah,"
agreed the first.
"When I was your age, I'd walk 20 miles back and forth to school, uphill both ways. And in my day, the hill was covered in alligators, big hungry ones."
The father and son looked at each other, and the son blushed, embarrassed.
"Well, they're right, Pop," he said, and slid down off the mule's back. "Why don't you ride for a while?"
"Roo-ha!" agreed Octavia. Junior Senior didn't much care either way, but he still wanted to make everyone happy. So he took Junior Junior's place up on Octavia's saddle, and once again, they started down the road. They traveled for a few more miles, the road growing busier and busier as they got closer to the market. Junior Junior skipped along beside the mule, and Junior Senior rode easily on her broad back. Octavia was happy to be on the road. She pranced down the dirt, her lemonade yellow mane tossing back and forth. It was a pleasant ride until they passed a group of women heading to the market, pulling their kids along in a big red wagon.
"Look at you," they called to Junior Senior. "A healthy man making that poor boy walk. His little legs can barely keep up, and there you go, sitting high and mighty on your mule."
"I don't mind walking," Junior Junior said.
"The poor boy," the woman called at them again. "You're going to stunt his growth. His legs are going to be stiff as pins, and he'll have to wobble on home."
"Okay, okay,"
Junior Senior said, still wanting to make everyone happy. They couldn't walk. Junior Junior couldn't ride alone, and he couldn't ride by himself either. He thought for a moment, and then pulled his son up on the mule's back with him.
"We'll ride together," he said.
"All right, Pop," Junior Junior said.
"Roo-ha!"
Octavia agreed, panting a little under the extra weight. The trio made their way down the road, and now they could see the colorful tents of the market dotting the horizon.
"We're almost there,"
Junior Junior said, relieved. Soon they would find a great family for Octavia, and they'd all go home happy.
"That poor mule!"
a nearby wagoner shouted, and Junior Senior groaned inside.
"A hot day like this and you're riding double on that beautiful beast."
"So rude," agreed another. "Two donkeys on a mule!"
Everyone nearby laughed at that, and Junior Senior flushed red. He wanted to make everyone happy, and it just wasn't working out for him. They couldn't walk, Junior Junior couldn't ride alone, he couldn't ride by himself, and they couldn't ride together. He thought for a long moment. It didn't really leave him many options.
"What do we do, Pop?"
Junior Junior asked.
"Well,"
said Junior Senior,
"I do have one idea."
"Roo-ha?"
Octavia asked. A short while later, the people in the market stopped what they were doing. Heads turned, conversations stopped, and jaws fell open in surprise.
"What in the world?" someone asked,
And then Junior Senior and Junior Junior trudged into view, carrying Octavia between them. The pretty mule was stretched out comfy on a blanket, and the father and son were huffing and puffing and holding up the sides.
"She's heavy, Pop." "Almost there, Junior."
"Roo-ha!"
Octavia agreed, snuggling down with a smile. With that, everyone in the market started to laugh. They laughed and laughed until tears were rolling down their cheeks and their sides ached and they could barely breathe.
"Who carries a mule?"
they shouted, barely getting it out between giggles. Junior Senior turned bright red, more embarrassed than he'd been all day. He had tried to please everyone, and now they were judging him more than ever.
"Oh, I just want to sell my mule," he stammered.
But everyone kept laughing, and at the end of the day, no one would buy Octavia. They figured if the father and son had had to carry her to the market, she must be too weak to walk on her own, never mind carry a rider or pull a heavy load. Junior Senior tried to explain, but he got laughed right out of the market.
"Let's just head home, Pop," Junior Junior said.
"We can try again next week."
"Roo-ha!"
Octavia agreed. They turned and walked home. And that's the day the father and son learned this hard lesson. When you try to make everyone happy, you end up leaving no one happy, yourself included. Maybe you should walk alongside your mule so she doesn't get dirty. It's better to do what you know is right than to let others bully you into doing things their way.
The end. Today's story, Octavia and the Juniors Go for a Walk, was an adaptation of an Aesop's Fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.